Because God was there. She didn't need to talk to me. It was fun. If you came and you're sick tonight in your body or you need prayer for anything, I need to see who you are. Well, just make your way up here. There's got to be some folks that just, I'm talking anything that's not right. Anything that's not your created value. Anything that hinders you. Anything that keeps you, holds you back. Do you know what a yoke is? A yoke is something that holds you against your will. It binds you from being free. Like it tells you who you are, where you're going to go, when you're going to go, what you're going to do, and when you're going to do it. A yoke is something that comes over you to try to control and dominate your health and well-being apart from Christ. Watch this. In that day, the yoke will be broken off of your neck and destroyed from around your neck, and the burden lifted from your shoulders because of the anointing. Christ, Jesus Christ, Christ isn't his last name. He's Jesus, the anointed one with the ability to anoint. We're the body of the anointing. We're the embodiment of the anointing. The anointing's here to destroy the yoke. I'm not calling anybody a dog here. It might not be the best illustration, but you can. Why do people leash their dog? To have control over them. Some people can't let their dog run without a leash because they're free, right? So they leash them. They take a big ox, big massive animal, and they yoke him and break his will, and he walks in a circle and he treads out the grain and accomplishes the will of another. That's a yoke. It says, I'll be strengthened like the wild ox. Why? Because you ain't yoking a wild ox. He'll get you before you get him. Amen. So I want you to just come on up here.